With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The White House wants an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and is warning Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make peace or lose American support. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump says he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin, who launched the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago, is now ready for a peace deal. Statement came after Mr. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance criticized Zelensky for being disrespectful in an extraordinary Oval Office meeting, then abruptly called off the signing of a minerals deal with the U.S. Ken Lorman reporting.
Meanwhile, Zelensky says Ukraine will not enter peace talks with Russia until it has security guarantees against another offensive. Responding to the president's claim that Zelensky isn't interested in peace, the Ukrainian leader says nobody wants to finish the war more than Ukrainians. Also at SRNnews.com, the FBI returning boxes to President Trump that had been taken during a search for classified records that at his Florida state some 3 years ago. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
When the president flew to Florida on Friday evening, Air Force One was carrying some extra cargo. Boxes that had been confiscated during an FBI search for classified documents were loaded onto the presidential plane. In a statement, the president said justice finally won out and that the items will someday be part of the Trump presidential library.
Tens of thousands of people joining protesting students in Serbia for a rally proclaiming that, quote, we deserve better and will no longer accept injustice and corruption in the Balkan country. It has been ruled firmly by a populist government now for more than a decade. This is SRN News. Flooding in West Virginia and Kentucky bringing Samaritan's Purse in to help.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawsuit by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions may proceed. A decision by the 8th Circuit Court reverses the Eastern District's dismissal of the case in June, led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee, also in Arkansas. The state sued the EEOC challenging its rules. This is SRN News. Planets gracing the sky at the end of February in what's known as a planetary parade, though some hard to see with a naked eye. Here's Bernie Bennett.
These planetary hangouts happen when several planets appear to line up in the night sky at once. They're not in a straight line, but they're close together on one side of the sun. The astronomical link-up is fairly common and can happen at least every year depending on the number of planets. A parade of four or five planets visible to the naked eye happens every few years, according to NASA. This month, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter are visible to the naked eye. A faint Saturn and Mercury are close to the horizon, making them hard to spot. Bernie Bennett reporting.
There are some people who will do just about anything. Check cold water swimmer setting a new world record for the largest ever polar bear dip. More than 2,400 people taking part in that, where the temperature was right at freezing and the water even colder. More details at SRNnews.com.